Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After having examined the spiritual master for some time, the devotee, serious for further progress in Krishna consciousness, requests his spiritual master for initiation. At the time of initiation, a new name is given to the disciple, which indicates that a new life is starting with a new identity, the identity of Krishna Das, the servant of Krishna. Of course, that was also clear before initiation, but after initiation, that has become an irrevocable fact, because now the disciple or the young student in Krishna consciousness is connected through the Guru Parampara with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and finally Sri Krishna. It is a great fortune to be able to take to such a new life. In the scriptures it has been said that only after wandering through many universes, through many life forms, the fortunate living entity is able to get the seed of bhakti within the heart. And now, that is due to the mercy of Krishna, who sends him the spiritual master. Now, Krishna, again, will become manifest to the young devotee if he follows the instructions of his spiritual master. In other words, Krishna, who is unseen for him, unexperienced by him, although very close, and still very far away from him, makes an arrangement to meet a spiritual master and become connected to the Sampradaya. And then the spiritual master, by giving a process of sambandha, abhidhya and prayojana, helps the young devotee to actually experience Krishna. Bhakti parishanu bhavo viraktya anyatra chaisa eka. It is described that direct experience of the Lord, devotion to the Lord, and finally disinterest of everything which is not fostering Krishna consciousness. These are the gifts which are coming by this process of bhakti under authorized guidance. Now, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in connection to the Bhakti Lata Beach shloka, which was just quoted, where the seed of bhakti is given to the young devotee, an interesting example is given. It's the example of the seed which gives rise to the bhakti lata, the little plant, and which grows ultimately to reach Krishna's lotus feet. So if you study this example carefully, and I know that every one of you here is familiar with this example, you will notice that it says even an advanced devotee must continue to supply water to the plant. In other words, it's not just important to take to the process of Krishna consciousness once, but it is a continuous process of keeping oneself in Krishna consciousness. Just like the plant will need daily water and a good atmosphere, we also will be able to daily, we will have to daily give the holy name and the knowledge of the scriptures to ourselves. Otherwise, even an advanced devotee can come to fall and can leave the platform of bhakti again. Therefore, in our Krishna consciousness practice or sadhana, the watering process of hearing about Krishna daily is the most essential point. Now, I wanted to raise a second point. In the Mundaka Upanishad, it is stated that the disciple, a human being, or a student, young student, should approach a spiritual master. And there it is said that he should carry fuel in his hand. Fuel means Feuerholz, Brennstoff. Why does he have to bring wood? No one of you has brought wood, by the way. Well, it is explained in the verse that the spiritual master is engaged in sacrifice, and the disciple's duty is to help him within the sacrifice. In our ISKCON society, and in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, in which you will take initiation, the sacrifice is not so much fire yajna, but spreading the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, true discipleship is based on this understanding. I am going to help my spiritual master in his sacrifice, and I am carrying books with me. Or I'm engaged in the preaching mission in some ways of my spiritual master. This is an important point which is there in the Upanishads and which is helpful to bring to all of our attention once again. We should help our spiritual master who's engaged in sacrifice to do that sacrifice. A devotee who after initiation commits himself fully to the preaching mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is very safe in his spiritual life, and he will very easily make substantial Krishna conscious advancement. Another point is that we all in this movement for Krishna consciousness are blessed to be connected to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his mercy, even wonderful things can take place. Lame men can cross mountains, blind men can see the stars. Mahaprabhu's mercy is very, very wonderful. It is very potent. It can transform otherwise dead persons into actively engaged Vaishnavas. In fact, this is the most dangerous age in the life of this universe. This Kali Yuga is the winter of devotion. Everything cripples and materialism runs rampant. But just like the kind father who takes care of his suffering child even if when it lies down in fever, Mahaprabhu has come at this most degraded time to give the most wonderful process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And anyone in any part of the world or the universe who gets connected with this process can, even though it is Kali Yuga, go back home, back to Krishna. However, mercy has to be taken. And to take the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to take the holy name without offenses. being unfortunate residents of an unfortunate time, our activities, our words, and even our minds are contaminated by innumerable offenses performed against the Supreme Personality of Godhead in previous lifetimes and in this lifetime. These offenses obstruct the path of Krishna consciousness. And basically they can be reduced to one mentality, that is, I am the enjoyer. Unless and until this basis is cleared, and the conception I am the servant is put in its stead, it is not possible for a devotee to continuously and permanently get rid of offenses to the holy name. The mercy is there of Mahaprabhu, the mercy is there of the Guru Parampara, but when getting the holy name, we have to take it by avoiding offenses. In this connection, we want to list the 10 offenses which have to be avoided while chanting the holy name. First is to blaspheme the devotees who are committed to spreading the glories of the holy name. Second is to consider the names of demigods to be equal or independent of the name of Vishnu. When we study the Vaishnava scriptures, we understand that we have to cultivate an one-minded devotion to Krishna. Third is to disobey the orders of the spiritual masters. Fourth is to deride or blaspheme Vedic scriptures or scriptures in pursuance of the Vedic version. Fifth is to give some interpretation of the holy to consider the glories of the holy name to be imaginary. Sixth is to give some interpretation on the holy name. Seventh is to commit sins on the strength of chanting the holy name. This, in fact, is the most grievous offense that we think, by coming to Krishna consciousness, I am now liberated. I can do whatever I want. I am a devotee. And the holy name will take care of any discrepancies which come by my activities, if there are any discrepancies. Eighth is to consider the chanting of the holy name like a fruitive activity given in Karma Kanda. And I want to say this in a little modernized version and translate it into our understanding. The chanting is not a formula. Your mood of chanting is highly determine the result. It's not that you just do a form like a formula, like putting two chemical substances together and the result is bound to happen. No, you have to chant free of offenses. This mood has to be there, this humble and prayerful mood. Then, ninth is to speak about the glories of the holy name to the unfaithful, and tenth is to still maintain material attachments, not develop complete faith, although having heard so many instructions in this matter. These are the 10 offenses, and as we hear, they spring forth, or they are coming forth very easily when we chant inattentively. Therefore, at the time of initiation, it is a must for every young student in Krishna consciousness to reform his chanting and to give up the mentality of chanting inattentive rounds. If you don't do it now, the next day, or the next round, which we'll do after after the initiation. If you say, at least not try to give up this practice of inattentive chanting, it is much more, it will be more difficult to do so at a later time. And there will be a time in your life where you will regret every holy name which you have chanted inattentively. So please start now by chanting attentively and seeing how you will have not any difficulties with the other offenses. Today we will also give initiation to two devotees who have followed the process of sadhana bhakti for some time. They will get the Brahman initiation. They will get a mantra, the Karma Gayatri mantra and the Gopal mantra, and that will help them to further engage themselves in the process of Krishna consciousness. As we have heard, when we are purified in our lives as a devotee, we will hear the flute of Lord Krishna while chanting the Gayatri mantra. So those of us who chant the Gayatri mantra and who have not heard the flute of Krishna while chanting, they know that the Gayatri mantra has to also be chanted with full attention, just like the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the beginning of chanting the Gayatri mantra, it will be new, but after some time, it is our mind knows it by heart and will go on automatic pilot when we chant. In other words, we won't be actively there. It is unfortunately seen that in our movement for Krishna consciousness, there are manifestations of this inattentive chanting by of the Gayatri mantra. This is certainly not good. It is stated that if a devotee chants a mantra with offenses, he is bound to develop material desires again. Someone who doesn't weed out, or at least try to weed out the offenses in chanting, he will develop material desires which will make his spiritual life difficult. So those who are getting Brahmana initiation these days, today, are devotees who have done great service in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are preachers through and through, and therefore we are very glad to offer them this second initiation, knowing full well that Mahaprabhu is certainly fully and totally convinced that this should be done, and we wish them that with this Brahman initiation they commit themselves even more serious to the preaching mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are the points which we wanted to make, because we want to finish the ceremony at before the merciful eyes of the deities. I want to end with a concluding note. Please, as you are taking this initiation today, know that you have come to this stage only after many lifetimes of suffering in this material world. With this initiation in the guru, in the sampradaya, you actually have the chance to finish this unholy association with material desires and material life once and for all. Of course, initiation is the beginning. No one comes as a with his Siddha Purush, his eternal spiritual body, to the initiation fire. However, he has to be willing to give up material life once and forever. Take this unique chance. This process of Krishna consciousness is tremendously powerful. Now always remember to not waste time any longer in a situation distanced from Krishna's loving service. So we wish you all the best on this wonderful day coming after Lord Nityananda's appearance day, which is very merciful, and Hare Krishna. Yes.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vikraha Anari Rari Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam Chintamani Prakada Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha Laksha Vriteshu Suravira Vibhalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Samrama Sevyamanam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamam Vajami Najanga Manam Abhivamsi Priya Sakhi Chirarandam Jodiparam Apitat Asvatyam Apitcha Sayatra Sirapti Shavati Surabhi Vyasya Sumahan Nimesha Rakyova Vrajati Nahi Yatrapi Samaya Kaje Shveta Dvipam Najan Iha Golokam Mitiyan Vidantaste Santashiti Vidala Charatati Paye Ishvara Parama Krishna Sajidharanda Vigra Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana.
Did it bring me to ear the beads on I'm devotee Naman's Dako? First, I would like. So I will now call upon you, the young devotees who are initiated, or getting initiated in this fire sacrifice. Please come forward as I call your name. I will put you a question. When you answer, you have to mean it. I'll put you two questions. And then you will get your new name. First, I would like to ask Bhakta Daku to come. Yeah, first you have to pay your obeisances, and then. So, Bhakti Thakur, what are the four rules and regulations which you will follow for the rest of your life? Congratulations. What are the number of rounds you will chant every day. Mm-hmm. And on the Ekadasis. Yes. So your name is Daya Sindhu Das. Guru Dakshin, you can give now. You want to give it later? Okay. Surrender. I know you had something else in mind. So Daya Sindhu is the name of Krishna. It means the ocean of mercy. You should continue with your service of going on Sankirtan, because that's the highest exhibition of mercy in this age of Kali. I want to also tell the devotees, whenever a new name comes, you all shout Haribol. This is very, very nice. It also means something very nice. It means you give your blessings to these young devotees so that they can follow the process of Krishna consciousness and become as nice devotees as you all are. So please, when you chant Haribol, put this extra Shakti of blessing in your Haribol. Then it will help. So let us all shout Haribol for Daya Sindhu. Haribol! The next devotee is Bhakta Rio. Was sind die vier regulierenden Prinzipien, die du bis ans Ende deines Lebens einhältst?
Keine Berauschung, kein Essen von Fisch, Fleisch und Eiern, keine unzulässige Sexualität und kein Glücksspiel.
Ja. Wie viele Runden wirst du täglich chanten?
Mindestens
1600. Und wie viel an Ekadasi und Festtagen, wie Nityanandas Erscheinungstag gestern zum Beispiel? Ja, und gibt es einen Zeitpunkt, den du ansteuerst, wenn du fertig sein willst?
10 Uhr.
10 Uhr, ja. Dein Name ist Kunya Viharidas. Natürlich kennt jeder den Namen Kunya Vihari. Es hat sehr viel Zögern, es hat sehr viel Überwindung gekostet, das Zögern zu überwinden, diesen Namen wegzugeben. Aber Kunya Vihari, das hat in der Ost, im damaligen Ostdeutschland den Vorgang des Krishna-Bewusstseins aufgenommen und sehr bemüht, Bedingtheiten in seiner Mentalität zu überwinden, und macht jetzt in Berlin den Service als Vize-Tempel-Commander. Kunya Vihari ist Kunsch ist of course der Wald, und Vihari ist Krishna, der dort in seinen transzendentalen Lilas beschäftigt ist. So, es ist eine sehr große Freude, dieser Name ist der beste Name, also jeder Name ist der beste. Daya Sindhu ist auch der beste. Wir kriegen jetzt noch einen Namen, der sehr gut ist. I want to request Dr. Sascha to come.
Namaste.
What are the four rules and regulations which you will follow to the rest of your life?
No eating of meat, fish and eggs, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling.
Yes. How many rounds will you chant every day?
At least 16 and on Kaddishi 24.
And on festival days also. Mm-hmm. And when will you try to finish those rounds? Yes. Your name is Srinivas Das. We know Srinivas is an empowered preacher who spreads Krishna consciousness, after Mahaprabhu far and wide. He is also known for his uncommon absorption in Krishna Lila. So this name is given to you because you were a spoiled intellectual and your mind was absorbed in so many unwanted things. Now the mind should be absorbed in Krishna thought, and this name shall help you to do so, and on the basis of that spread Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. We will now ask a very nice Mataji, Bhakti Tamara. What are the four rules and regulations which you will follow to the rest of your life?
I won't eat meat, fish and eggs. I won't have illicit sex. No gambling and no intoxication.
Yes. And how many rounds will you chant every day?
At least 16.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kaddish 25.
Good. And festival days also. So, your name is also a very, very nice name. It is Taraka Devidasi. Taraka Devi, Taraka is actually a gopi in Krishna Lila, and she is mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami in his invocation Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where he says that Krishna has captured the thought of Taraka Devidasi, Taraka Gopi. So Taraka is always absorbed in the thought of her beloved Krishna, and this name shall help you also to be like that, because you are very young. Taraka goes still to school, first school girl, extremely young, but very determined, and you have a long life of Krishna consciousness before you, and it will help you to always absorb your mind in Krishna and no one else. So these the first initiates, you have forgotten to give your Guru Dakshin after. Mm-hmm. Mm. Is it very close? Can someone go and get it for you? You have to collect. Yes, so please give Taraka Guru Dakshin. She's from Beograd. There was war, and there's no Guru Dakshin on the streets of Beograd easily available.